Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. Today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College studios with Brynley Brown. Learn all about her at BrynleyBrownMusic.com. Brynley, thanks for hopping on today.
Yes, so happy to be here.
Yes, and listen, I was doing a little reading up on you before we hopped on today and learned that you're a California girl by birth. Is that true?
That's right. Yes, I was born and raised in Apple Valley, California.
Where is that?
Yeah, not many people know where this little spot is. It's up in the high desert, kind of out towards Joshua Tree, beautiful, you know, rolling hills of lots of dirt, lots of Joshua trees. You know, no apples. I have no idea why they call it Apple Valley, but that's where I grew up, and I grew up on a small ranch out there in California.
Now, listen, everybody knows that Wikipedia is the source for the knowledge of the world.
Yeah.
It says Huntington Beach. Is that close?
Oh, that's so interesting. It is close. So, yes, I grew up, born and raised in Apple Valley, and then I did move to Huntington Beach in my late high school years. And honestly, it was kind of a culture shock for my family and I, because I grew up, you know, in the desert. Not a ton of, you know, neighbors. And then we moved to Huntington Beach, where you're kind of, you know, neck and neck with your neighbors, if you will. And so, but we loved it. You know, actually we moved down there for a few reasons, but one, I started doing a lot of voiceover work when I was younger. And so that kind of was bringing me to Los Angeles a ton. So that drive from Huntington Beach or from Apple Valley was getting a little bit difficult to do. So we moved a little bit closer to LA. But that's funny that it says that. But yes, I did live there for a period of time as well.
I'll go in there and edit it, because anybody can edit anything about anybody. What we're going to do.
Seriously. Yeah, please go in and fix that.
So Apple Valley is it more Northern California?
No, it's more, yeah, the opposite way. It's more Southern. So it's more towards Vegas, if you will.
Oh.
So if you're like looking at a map, yeah, so it's out that direction.
So more mountainous, is that what you said?
Yeah, definitely.
And then you flip to the beach. Which one do you like better?
I'm going to have to go with the desert.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I do love the ocean. And I definitely would say, you know, I'm a little bit of a coastal cowgirl. But man, my roots are in, you know, in Apple Valley and where I was raised. So I'd say I was a desert girl for sure, through and through.
All right. Well, you mentioned something that I had in my notes that I was going to decide if we're going to go there or not. And then you brought it up. So we're going to go ahead and go there before we even get going good in this interview. Your voiceover work, Dragons Rescue Riders, Layla. Is it Layla?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
All right. Let's talk about this for a minute. How was that?
That is so crazy how I even just had that opportunity. I was around 11, 12 years old. I was traveling from Apple Valley and I would go down to Los Angeles, which was about 2.5 hours away. And there was an open mic night spot that minors could go and play. I found it online. And I would go down every Thursday night and I would play music. I'd play little songs that I had written. And there was a vocal contractor from Disney Animation that was in the audience, and totally the hand of God. I mean, it's like, you can't plan that sort of thing. And met her and she got me plugged in a lot. So I started in voiceover, a lot of singing for different shows on Disney Channel and different animation shows. And then that kind of grew. And so I ultimately ended up booking a few roles for Sophie the First, which was an animated show on Disney.
Yeah.
And ultimately booked Layla for DreamWorks, and it was an incredible experience, and I'm still so thankful. I just was actually out in LA recording a new project that's coming out that I'm really excited about, and so voiceover was just an unexpected blessing in my life, and super thankful that I've been able to do some really fun projects in that world.
Is that difficult to do?
It is. It's harder than maybe you think. I mean, it is just talking, but
Right?
there is so many nuances to it, especially when there's, sweetening, which is, matching your specific voice to the animated characters' movements and what they're doing. And so you have to watch the screen and speak at the same time. So that can be like a little tricky. But honestly, it's so fun to dive into different characters, like, I mean, I've played animals, like, my voiced animals. So that's really fun to kind of dig into to character and figure out maybe, what they would sound like and how they would kind of come across. So that's really fun.
Is it like, how long would it take you to do like one episode of the Rescue Riders on average?
Well, what was really cool about the rescue project for DreamWorks is they would have the whole cast normally record together,
Okay.
which was so fun. And so that would make it seem like a longer day, but it would fly by because you're just with them and the chemistry and you're feeding off of each other. And so that was a blast. But normally an episode would take almost a full day.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 5, 6 hours of recording and really getting it right. And the team at DreamWorks and every company I've really worked for are very specific, and work efficiently, but want to get it done right. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, it's normally a whole day of recording about one episode.
All right, you said you've been some animals.
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal you ever were?
Well, actually, it wasn't an animal. I have played some animals. My favorite, though, like abnormal, I played a cookie. I would, and she was kind of an evil cookie,
Yeah.
like inspired with different recipes and stuff. And so
What
she was probably like the funnest character that I've played to date. She was, she
was
was.
that on?
It's a show on Netflix. It's a kids show, and it's called Adventures. Oh my goodness, Adventures in the town of, oh my gosh, I can't even think of the name of it at the moment, but it's on Netflix. And she was such a fun character to voice, and I really enjoyed that. So
What was the cookie's name? Do
her
you
name was
remember?
Samantha.
Samantha the Cookie. I'm
Samantha.
not gonna make you do the voice. I'm not gonna
Okay.
make you do the voice,
Thank you.
but I'm gonna look it up later on the
Yeah, she's on there. I'm sure she's on there.
Every night there by your bed. Fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I feel all. Looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in faith. Worn out altars, tear stained pews. Still, I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Power.
somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees, 'cause I've seen all heaven move. I pray, Father, please, 'cause I've looks like somebody prayed.
They said he was a preacher, kicking rebels out of homes, whispering about mercy, screaming fire and brimstone. They said that he would judge you, he'd weigh your right and wrongs, he'd sell you on salvation, then say you're too far gone. Truth. I'm telling you, the Jesus I know sits at the table with the sinners, no soul. He's so low, he won't deliver. If they told you where you are, or somewhere he'd never go, then they don't know the Jesus I know. The Jesus I know. Praying when you don't have the words, and when you're at your lowest, he'll get down in the dirt. 'Cause he's got a reputation, a rolling house of stone, and everything changes when you know the Jesus I know sits at the table with the sinners, no soul. He's so low, he won't deliver. If they told you where you are, or somewhere he
again. We're here with Brinley Brown on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios, brinleybrownmusic.com. Well, I'm glad we got to go there. That was really more for me than anybody. But let's talk about music for a second. Brinley, what got you into music to begin with?
Well, growing up, my dad introduced me to a lot of traditional country music. I grew up listening to a lot of 70s country. So Waylon Jennings and Emmylou Harris, Merle Haggard. So just fell in love with the sound of a steel guitar, you know, at 5 years old. I just loved that genre of music and the stories that it would tell. My mom introduced me to a lot of gospel. And so I think just always what was playing in our house was either country music or Christian music, gospel music. And so just really, fell in love with both genres of music, and really that's shaped me as an artist. But I really started getting into music. I think I knew I wanted to be in music from a young age. I don't, it's wild. Like when I look back, it's just always been in me and something that I've just loved. But I remember I was in my kindergarten talent show, and funny enough, my teacher, Mrs. Murphy, my kindergarten teacher, she would just hear me singing in class all the time. And sometimes it would be too loud, and she'd have to like put me in the corner, put me to the side of the class because I would just be singing. All I would do is sing. And so she kind of saw that in me, and encouraged me to do my school talent show. And I remember it clear as day, but I went up and I sang Mississippi Girl, by Faith Hill. And I had, a pink guitar. I have it here in my room, my first ever pink guitar. And I had, a pink cowboy hat on. I went up there and I still remember just that feeling, to be honest with you. And just the joy. I think I loved, the joy that it brought other people. But also so much joy in my own heart. And at the end of the song, I took my cowboy hat off and I threw it out to the audience, my school talent show. And my parents had no idea I was gonna do that. It wasn't planned. And I think they remember looking at each other like, who the heck is this girl? And honestly, from then on, I never stopped. And music is so healing. I think the turning point for me and when I knew this is all I want to do the rest of my life was my mom got really sick. She was diagnosed with cardiac Lyme disease, and so the disease progressed really quickly. And there was a really hard period of time, quite a few years in my family, where just really scary and hard. And music became so healing, as it is. It became such a sanctuary for me to be able to write. My faith, incorporating just how much strength that gave me through those years as well. And so just writing songs from that place, I began to realize how healing music truly is. And praying and wanting to give that to others the way that it healed me during those years. So.
You mentioned Miss Murphy and kindergarten teacher, and I always one of my favorite things about this show, and I ask this question, each time, and the number of times there's a person, there's somebody that they say somebody said I should do X, I should
Yeah.
do this, and then I did it, and the rest is history. And I always try to pull that out in these conversations because I think it's so important to
Yeah.
God gives us eyes to see things in people's lives that they often can't see themselves. And even as a 5-year-old little girl, you
Yes.
remember that. Like here you are today, you remember
Yes.
that,
Yes.
and you've carried that with you since then. And who knows how? I mean, obviously, it's very impactful to where you are today. Incredible.
Oh, 1,000%. And I love that you bring that up because I do believe God uses people to encourage others in their dreams, in what God's doing in their lives. And and Mrs. Murphy, I mean, the coolest part is we still talk often, and she's been a part of my life all these years later and has been able to see, how I've grown. She was I made my Grand Ole Opry debut this past summer, and she wasn't able to be here in person, but we FaceTimed her and she was there, and I got to talk to her and just thank her, because if it wasn't for her and her encouragement in that, who knows, maybe I'd be on a different path. And so yeah, I totally believe that. And it's a great, I'm glad you asked that question, because it is so forming in those years, especially just teachers and their influence, but also how God uses people. And you're not too young to have that dream put in your heart, and for him to begin to start stirring that in you. So that's really cool.
Miss Murphy, we appreciate you. Thank you very much, Miss Murphy.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley, but I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me.
Ask me how I know you're gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So
wake me up
from this slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see that what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Something money,
money. Something money can't buy.
Something money, money. Something money can't buy.
It's the peace that comes from perfect love, the wonder in the stars, in my heart.
Sometimes you gotta stop and look at what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You'll fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You'll fill my life with something money can't buy.
And I'm tired, I've tried all that I know to do. Right now it's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to you.
running out of hope. I need a miracle. And if I ever needed you, it's right now. If I ever needed you, it's right now.